afternoon, wherever you are in the USA today. This is the Officer Jack McLam program coming to you from the high Rocky Mountains of Idaho, USA, once again today on this Sunday. Good to be back with you today, folks. I guess there were some kind of phone problems, whatever. And I was sitting here waiting for a call, and no call came in. And so I called RBN, and here we are. Praise the Lord. Good to be back with you today, folks. Very good to be back with you. Hope you had a great week, matter of fact. I was hoping to have our dear brother Larry Nichols on today, and but we've been playing phone tag. I left a message for Larry to call me, and he must have not gotten the message. He didn't call me. You remember Larry Nichols is the one that wrote the Clinton Chronicles, or put together the VHS film, Clinton Chronicles, that exposed all the criminal activity, or some of it anyway, a lot of it, of the Clinton crime family there in Arkansas. And then I started calling back, and his phone was full of messages, and I couldn't leave a message. So I failed in getting Larry Nichols on today. Sorry about that. We will try next weekend to try to get him on. But anyway, folks, we're here, and here at our two police and military associations, and I want to start off this morning, if you don't mind, talking about vaccines. Yes, yes, this is a police and military association, and I'm an old retired, I'm a former a Vietnam vet, and then I'm a medically retired police officer from the city of Phoenix, Arizona. But everything that's going on today in the world, folks, is a spiritual battle, by the way. God says that in the end days, that it would be a spiritual battle, and we are definitely in a spiritual battle in this country. And the devil right now is winning, okay? Yes, Lucifer's winning because we Christians have decided to sit out this fight against Lucifer, because after all, we're leaving here next week in the rapture, right? Poppycock. But anyway, we're sitting this one out. We're not doing what God told us to do in Psalms 94:16, and that is engage and stand up against the workers of iniquity. No, no, no. We're just sitting around waiting to get the heaven out of here. But anyway, we have to get engaged, folks. God told us to occupy this land until his return. This morning I was watching the news to see if the international criminal cabal that controls America bombed us again or not. I'd hate to come on my radio show and there was another bombing in America, like 9/11, that our government had pulled off, and I didn't know about it. So I was watching the news, and I heard about vaccines today. Believe it or not, I heard about vaccines on the radio or television set. We're going to talk about the biblical principles on vaccines when we return. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Attention RBN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you are interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies to not only relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to rebuild damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. In fact, relief for me came in less than a week. Now, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it, and right now a small amount is available to our listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to www.321relief.com. And the best part? RBN listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com. That's www.321relief.com, or call 815-259-4555. For details.
Okay, folks, welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program. I'm that old retired cop, Jack McLam, and I'm coming to you from our two police and military associations up here in the Great Rocky Mountains of Idaho County, Idaho, USA. And I wanted to talk to you about this morning. I've been wanting to talk about it for some time because we're being killed off. We're being disabled, and we're being killed off according to the plans of the globalists to lower the population of the world by 80%. They have written about it and spoke about it that they can only handle 20% or less of the population of the world in this Antichrist slave society they're setting up. They can't handle more than that. So they're in the process now of reducing the population every way they can. A good friend of mine, Dr. Lorraine Day, who many of you know, I've had her on the show several times, was the top heart surgeon at San Francisco General Hospital. And she was a heart surgeon for years, and then she got cancer. And with this cancer came a huge, huge lump in the middle of her chest, probably about 3 inches across. It was purple and red and just ugly as it could be, and that was the cancer growing out of her chest. And it stuck out about 2 inches. And the doctors told her to go home and die. And they wanted to do the radical surgery on her and chemo and radiation, and but they didn't give her much hope. So she went home and started reading the Holy Bible. Well, she read the Holy Bible all the time anyway because she's a Christian. But she found in there ways in which God tells us to treat our bodies to heal it. And so she developed 10 ways in which the Bible tells you to heal your body. And she used those 10 ways on herself, and immediately that cancerous growth on her chest started going down and down and down until it disappeared. And she's put out that 10 ways. Like, the name of the tape is You Can't Improve on God, okay? And it's on her website, drday.com. DrDay.com. And then we've had other doctors and scientists like Lenny Horowitz, Dr. Lenny Horowitz, Leonard Horowitz up here in Sandpoint, Idaho, that discovered that our government was making biological weapons to kill off our people too in this country. He found out that they created AIDS in the laboratory back in Fort Detrick, Maryland, and they created Ebola, the Ebola virus. And then they had the World Health Association go to Africa and inject all the children and adults there with a wonderful vaccination that was supposed to cure them of something, diphtheria or something. They vaccinated all the people, and a large percentage, like 50 to 70% of the people, came down with AIDS because they had in there actually the AIDS virus and Ebola virus. And then they came back to the USA and injected the homosexuals with the AIDS virus, and so they could start spreading it around the nation. And that's exactly what's happened, folks. And so I want to tell you what the Bible says about vaccinations, about the temple of God, which is our holy body that God gave us, folks. We Christians, some of us, understand what the Bible says and do not accept any such injections for the following reasons as gleaned from the God's holy Bible. The church is to be holy. In Ephesians, it says that, 5:27, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, the body, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. Individuals are to be holy. Romans 12:1. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies in living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Also in 1 Peter 1:15, 16, but as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation in life, because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy, meaning God is saying that. Holy means not only to be in service to God, but to be clean. We having said cleanliness is next to godliness, that this is true, and it is verified in the Old Testament passage Peter was referring to in his quote in the preceding paragraph. It was from Leviticus 11:44-45. For I am the Lord your God. Ye shall therefore sanctify yourself, and ye shall be holy, for I am holy. Neither shall ye defile yourselves with any manner of creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. For I am the Lord that bringeth you up out of the land of Egypt, and to be your God. Ye shall therefore be holy, for I am holy. These verses were at the end of the list of clean and unclean beasts in the chapter where God's people are commanded not to eat the unclean. The implications here, folks, is obvious, that if they were to eat that which is unclean, they would be no longer holy. This same doctrine in Deuteronomy 14, it begins like this: Ye are the children of the Lord your God. Ye shall not cut yourselves, nor make any boldness upon your eyes for the dead. These were common heathen practices, folks, religious practices of the day, cutting yourself as a sacrament to your gods, and shaving yourself, okay, making yourself bald, talking to the dead and so forth, folks. But God says, for ye art an holy people unto the Lord thy God, and the Lord hath chosen thee to be a particular people unto himself. Above all the nations, the peoples that are upon the earth, thou shalt not eat any abominable thing. And then follows the command against not to eat things God calls unclean. You've read that before. If you haven't, you should have. He lists all kinds of unclean things we're not supposed to eat. ye shall not eat, in verse 21, it says in Deuteronomy 14, verse 21, we read, ye shall not eat of anything that dieth of itself, for thou art an unholy, a holy people unto the Lord thy God. Keep that in mind, folks. You should not eat anything that is dead, okay? In other words, something that dieth of itself, like roadkill, for example, okay? You're not supposed to eat anything like that. There are two other things, and that means what's in vaccines, folks. We're going to talk about that in just a minute. There is roadkill in vaccines, dead animals, dead animal parts, and all kinds of bad things in vaccinations. There are two other things in that last passage quoted that are further reasons for refusing vaccines as a Christian. Firstly, we are not to cut ourselves. Inoculations, vaccinations, etc., include puncture or cutting of the body. Go see Leviticus 19:28, folks, and read that. Secondly, we are not to eat, i.e., take of anything that dieth of itself. Vaccines are often made of and in vaccines are bodies, dead body tissue, fetuses, or the eggs of creatures that are unclean according to the plain word of God. Moreover, the process of producing the so-called vaccine often causes the body, fetus, or egg to die in the process. Therefore, it is further forbidden to us. We are also commanded not to eat the blood of animals, but flesh with the life thereof, which is the blood thereof, shall not be eaten. Genesis 9:4. This was made a statute. Now, you can eat meat, but you can't drink the blood, okay? This was made a statute at Mount Sinai and repeated several times in Leviticus 3:17, 7:26, 17:10, 19:26, and Deuteronomy 12:16, and other places in the Bible. It was commanded to Christians in the New Testament in Acts 15:20 and 19. Also, many vaccines are made in and of the blood of deceased animals and other horrible things, folks, that are put in vaccines. And the injection is, in effect, a blood injection into the whole human body. We're not allowed to do that, as the Bible says. In 1 Corinthians 3:16, Christians are asked, know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? The Word then continues and says, if any man defiles the temple of God, meaning our holy bodies, folks, him shall God destroy, for the temple of God is holy, which temple ye are. Vaccines are an alien substance going into it and making your body unclean by scripture definition and injected into the body in a manner condemned by God and His holy word. We'll be right back, folks, with a conclusion of Bible principles on vaccine. Okay? Be right back after this short break.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program, and this is vital information, and as a protector of the people twice, and many of you have been protectors of the people serving in the military and in law enforcement, firemen and so forth, but as a protector of the people, I wanted to bring this to you today, and we'll finish it up with the conclusion here and tell you how to get these biblical principles on vaccines, okay, to give out to friends and relatives. God treats this very seriously if we defile his holy temple, folks. And it also protects us, folks, because right now I have read and found out and studied and researched, and so has Dr. Leonard Horwitz, to find out that they're putting all kinds of evil, nasty, deadly things in vaccines today to lower the population. Young children are now getting 5 to 7 vaccinations when they're first born, when they leave the hospital, and it's leading to autism, horrible autism, for many, many of the children. About 1 in 50 children now that get these diseases, or get these, yes, these diseases and poisons in these vaccinations when you're born in the hospital. And they demand you take these 5 to 7 vaccinations before you can get your kid out of the hospital after he's born. They get horrible autism, and they get crib death. They just up and die. I've been, as a cop in the sixth largest city in the United States, to many crib deaths, deaths of children that just died overnight after they were brought home from the hospital. And this is coming, much of this is coming from vaccines, folks, on purpose, done by our government on purpose. And today, the flu vaccination and other vaccinations are having in them things that make you sterile. Remember, the international criminal elite doesn't want people to have babies anymore. only their babies that they have, because they are the kings and queens of the earth, they believe, and they're going to rule over us, but they want us to be sterile except for the chosen. They have people they're going to choose to continue to have babies occasionally, very seldom, to as their 20% die off. From old age, they want younger people to be able to work for them as their slaves. And so it's all planned out, folks. And the vaccinations have some very bad stuff in it to sterilize young girls and young boys so that they can never have children, and horrible things, mercury in them and so forth, that injures your brain. And my wife and I were shopping yesterday, doing a little shopping, and we had gone off to Lewiston, Idaho, and we were sitting there in a restaurant, and it was a Colonel Sanders, matter of fact. We wanted some chicken, and that's pretty good chicken. We went in, and in the last week, or several weeks, that is, last several weeks, we've had to get some food in restaurants which young kids, high school kids, would serve us, and they keep messing up. If you notice that, they keep messing up. And they messed up our meal terribly last night. And it's folks, it's because they're being dumbed down on purpose in the school system. Purposely dumbed down. We have some writings of people like, I can't think of the name of it now, a special writing that I have, where it said that through injections and other means, they would dumb down our children. And our children, boy, 50% are graduating from high school now, and they can't read. So all of this is on purpose, folks. But back to the biblical principles on vaccines here. Let me finish up. Christians are commanded by God not to accept anything into their bodies that would tend to defile them and make them unclean. And also, this protects you, folks, from these evil people that put something in these vaccines to kill you and make you ill and make you your brain not function well and everything. The vaccines are such substances, folks, that are therefore forbidden by God. Written, this little Bible principles on vaccines I have here was written by a good friend of mine who's now passed away, Pastor Sheldon Emery. But I'll tell you where you can get a hold of these biblical principles on vaccines. You write to, or let's see, let me pull up the website here real quick. I've got it right here. Let's see. There it is. Okay. Here it is right here, folks. Let's see. It's America's Promise Ministries. And I'm trying to find, here it is right here, amprom.org. So it's amprom.org, and you'll go to the website for America's Promise Ministries. And you can get a hold of them there and get their tracks. And one of those tracks, very important track, is Biblical Principles on Vaccines. And it's from America's Promise. And here's the address if you don't have a computer. Post Office Box 157, Post Office Box 157, Sand Point, one word, Idaho, 83864. 83864. I don't know what they cost. I've had this one a long time. But get a hold of America's Promise and get these biblical principles on vaccines and try your best to get newborn or mothers that are going to have newborn babies to not vaccinate their children when they take them out of the hospital. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Attention RBN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you are interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies to not only relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to rebuild damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. In fact, relief for me came in less than a week. Now, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it, and right now a small amount is available to our listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to www.321relief.com. And the best part? RBN listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com. That's www.321relief.com, or call 815-259-4555. For details.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000 plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
Okay, folks, welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program. I'm trying to take care of your safety here, tell you a little story real quick, just to prove to you that when the doctors and the nurses and the administrators try to make you believe that when you have a baby in their hospitals that you must, under the law, under regulation, let them inject your babies with all these viruses and all these mercury-filled injections and everything before you can take the little tot out of the hospital, newborn baby out of the hospital. I'll tell you a story. In a large hospital in Phoenix, Arizona, like I say, the sixth largest city in the United States, my son had a preemie, my ninth grandchild, the eighth. I have nine now, but this was the eighth, my little granddaughter, and she was a preemie. Mama had to go in and had a cesarean section because she was having trouble. And, I had to cough there, sorry. So anyway, the baby was born about 3 pounds, okay? Very tiny little thing, of course. And, they kept her in the hospital there, and Mama stayed pretty much by her side the whole time for about a month. And when she got up to about 5 pounds, they let her leave, but they said they had to inject her with five, six, seven injections before they could let her go. And my son and his wife didn't seem to have a problem with that, because that was, after all, that's the doctors telling them that. And we honor our doctors and we worship our doctors, don't we, folks? Yes. And so a hospital filled with doctors is telling them they have to inject her with all these vaccinations before she can leave. Well, I called Dr. Lenny Horowitz, a friend of mine, who wrote books on AIDS and Ebola. You might remember, I can't think of the name of the book now, describing how our government made these bioweapons and then started injecting us, we the people, with them. I called him and got a hold of him, praise God, and I put my phone, my son, on the phone with him. And I said, Leonard, they're trying to inject my grandchild here with 5 to 7 vaccinations before she can leave the hospital. Well, I put Dr. Leonard Horowitz on the phone with my son, and he talked to him for about 5-10 minutes. And when my son hung up the phone, or handed the phone back to me, and I thanked Dr. Horowitz for talking to him, my son picked up the baby, and his wife and him walked out of the hospital without any injections whatsoever, and nothing was ever said about it. Nothing was ever said. He just took their baby, and they went home. So my granddaughter is doing very well, and she did not get all these poisons and dead carcass bodies in these vaccinations, the mercury, and I don't know if 3 years ago they were putting the sterilization product in the vaccinations to sterilize young children so they can never have babies, boys and girls, but they are today. And but anyway, we got her home without any vaccinations whatsoever, so praise God. But what that told us, folks, was that it is not a law. You do not have to believe when they tell you they can't let the baby out of the hospital without these vaccinations. That's poppycock. Okay, you get your baby and you leave the hospital. Say no. We're Christians and we cannot take vaccinations. From Bible principles, we cannot take vaccinations into our bodies. If they give you a hard time, use that as your religious beliefs, okay? And they usually don't want to tamper with you when you have strong religious beliefs, because they could very well get sued, all right? All right, so enough said on that. I want to go into something else real quick now before our Capitol Hill commando comes on. Ernie from Virginia. I want to talk about Michael Huckabee, okay? Mike Huckabee, okay? We believe here at our two police and military associations that he's been put up to be the person, like they did several years back, to take the votes away from our candidate, Ron Paul, okay? The great huckster, Huckabee, okay? And I have an article here from Andy Anderson, a good friend of mine up in Washington State. Oh, I just had to cough again, folks. Sorry. I have been trying to get a cold all week long, but I have been, praise God, I've been praying about God not letting me get a cold. Taking vitamin C, a lot of vitamin C, garlic, silver water, drinking silver water, and many other things, matter of fact. And I'm doing pretty good, but I have a little bit of a cough. But we're still trying to make sure I don't get that the cold or flu. So, anyway, Andy Anderson sent me an article about the great huckster, Huckabee, okay? And it's a very interesting article, folks, and it's all about Mike Huckabee from a person that knew him, and I want to share some of this with you. I live in Arkansas, it says. I've lived here for 2 terms of governance under Mike Huckabee. That alone qualifies me for membership in the vastly expanding BYVMHCO club. Early Warning Academy, he calls it, and that is, before you vote for Mike Huckabee, check this out. That's what BYVMHCO means, the Early Warning Academy, this guy called it. this encouraging and growing movement of before you vote for Mike Huckabee, check this out, is represented by a lot of ex-Huckabee's fans inside and outside his circles who were, like me, sorely disappointed and angry at his personality and his actions here in Arkansas. At this point, I should admit the error of my ways concerning Mike Huckabee. I voted for the man the first time around. Yep, I fell for him, his, and I quote, "I'm a conservative, Christian, honorable, trustworthy man of humble upbringings, syrupy drippings. It grieves me great to look back on this weakness of mine. I'm sorry. Now, having gotten all that off my chest, I will proceed here to hopefully enlighten the BYVMHCO Academy with a couple of heretofore unknown sins of this alleged Baptist preacher." Let me stop there just a minute, folks. I was reading the Holy Bible again several nights ago. I came to a section where, and there's a number of sections in the Bible that talks about that the people's leaders and even biblical leaders in the last days would be hucksters, and they would be con men, and they would be our enemy, God's enemies, that were dressed up as preachers, okay? And we've had a lot of Christians. We've got one in office right now that's a Satanist, and he calls himself a Christian, but he's a Satanist, and we can prove that through his actions and his deeds, okay? Boy George Bush, and also the real president, Cheney, you know, hardcore Satanist. But so when you think about preachers today, folks, I can give you site after site after site that the preachers, great preachers, multimillionaire preachers, who are now turning out of the Bible, totally out of the Bible, and saying that you can get to heaven by any religion whatsoever. You have your own way to heaven. You don't need Jesus Christ. Billy, boy, I can't even think of his name. Billy Graham. There we go. Billy Graham. And Pope John Paul II said the same thing, and we have the quotes. We have videotapes of them saying this. We have books written on them saying this, that you don't need Jesus Christ today to get to heaven. And we have, of course, the Clinton crime syndicate leaders, Bill and Hillary, who would walk out of their communist Christian church each Sunday. I mean that, communist Christian church, because the minister was a hardcore communist Christian there in Washington, D.C., and they would wave their Holy Bible around for pictures be taken of them as a good Christian couple walking out of their church Sunday mornings. And anyway, that's a long story, but I won't get into that. But let's go back to Mike Huckabee, okay? And it says here, "My dealings with Huckabee came shortly after his first term began. At that time, I was actively working for private property issues. I was a co-founder of the property rights organization called Take Back Arkansas. We had discovered that a great land theft was afoot by the United Nations. The United Nations and local environmentalists were wasting no effort in an attempt to establish the Ozark Man and the Biosphere Reserve in our own backyard. We were eventually successful despite Governor Huckabee's resistance to stopping the UN takeover of this land. When we raised enough awareness of this tomfoolery, the good governor began getting a lot of pressure to own up to his own involvement in giving this land to the United Nations. We knew he was working with the Game and Fish Commission in helping the UN get control of a massive amount of private and public land. Actually, we had a letter of Mike Huckabee that he had sent to the commissioner instructing him to assist the UN and environmental groups to actually turn over a large section of the land and inhabitants of his own state to environmental or to international control under the UN. But I get ahead of myself. Let me back up. A Upon finding out about the UN scheme, we were naive enough to think that a letter to the office of the huckster, Mike Huckabee, would call his attention to what was happening, and he would, of course, put an immediate stop to the land grab. Wow. What was his response? Total silence. We persisted, still believing in Mike Huckabee. However, the managed, and it says, we persisted, however, and managed, as I state above, to bring a lot of pressure on the governor's office and the members of the state legislature. At that time, I hosted a local radio program, which was, needless to say, a great help, having no choice but break his cover-up by silence efforts. Mike Huckabee came out and voraciously denied that the plan even existed and that those who were saying it did exist were a bunch of black helicopter anti-UN types who were trying to scare the good people of Arkansas. I am sure I remember him saying something to the fact that if any effort was described by we scaremongers was ongoing, he would have stopped the program of the UN taking that land a long time ago. So there was a governor of the state of Arkansas effortlessly lying to his own citizens about the life-shattering event that would change their lives in a devastating manner forever. And in so doing, he gleefully tried to destroy the reputations of Arkansans. A typical act of a true Christian, was it, folks? A typical act of a true Christian? Question mark, question mark. I'll leave that to the reader to decide. It was at this time that we released the letter, signed by Mike Huckabee himself, Governor Huckabee, wherein he had instructed the Arkansas Fish and Game Commissioner to proceed with assisting in the implementation of the plan that didn't exist, that he said didn't exist. While, needless to say, the barnyard filler hit the fan. Huckabee, acting like a kid with his hand in the cookie jar, began a barrage of denials, blame shifting, and scapegoating that would have done Bill Clinton proud. We had managed to drag him kicking and screaming into the realm of truth, a realm which I'm sure he did not recognize as familiar surroundings. Much of his discomfort he had to confront his deceit and openly put a stop to Arkansas's cooperation with the UN invasion and the biosphere plans were abandoned. Praise God. My second upfront and personal experience with Huckabee happened during an interview with him on live radio. For some reason, I couldn't entice the governor with the mutating mouth to be a guest on my show. But a friend of mine who had a show following mine managed to land him and invited me to take part without his knowledge. Many questions were asked covering a multitude of subjects. As is his wont, Huckabee danced around the difficult ones in a manner that would make Bojangles proud. I wanted desperately to get him on the subject of property rights, and finally my chance came. I asked him for his opinion on regulatory takings of private property and property loss of individuals without just compensation by government as called for in the Constitution. I could see the anger in his face when I confronted him on this subject. He answered, what was his answer? Question mark. He stated that the taking of property by the government without paying for it had to be considered a case-by-case basis. I thought I had him there and went in for the kill, or at least I tried to. I began to question about how he could justify his position that the Fifth Amendment could be ignored on a case-to-case rationale. Halfway through the question, his face became livid, and he interrupted me and changed the subject. There you have it. The governor of an American state was on record as a liberal. The Constitution is a living document adherent. And I think most of you know, folks, that the Constitution is not a living document. It can't be changed here and there as the government does it today. It was drafted. The Constitution is what it says it is, and it is not a living document, as the adherents try to tell us today, like Mike Huckabee thinks it is. So much for Huckabee's adherence to the law of the land. He actually thinks the Constitution of the United States is his to play with to further his insatiable thirst for power over the people. Not a standard for conservation at all. Now add the following to his resume. It may serve the reader well to remember that Huckabee was propped up by support and financial help by several corporate tycoons who made a great deal of profit off the backs of exploited captive labor because of Mike Huckabee. I'm going to share a few things with you when we come back here, folks, just a couple, and then go on to Chuck Baldwin, Reverend Chuck Baldwin, what he says about be careful about Mike Huckabee. We'll be right back.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkeley's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeley with its exclusive black Berkeley filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Welcome back to the Officer Jack McLean program. Praise God, hallelujah. We've got our Capitol Hill commando coming up in a few minutes here, Ernie from Virginia, to tell us what they're trying to sneak through on us, our elected things there in Washington, D.C. that we need to know about. But let me finish up on Mike Huckabee here, folks. I want to get into a little bit of Pastor Chuck Baldwin, where he wrote an article November 27, More Reasons to Beware of Mike Huckabee. Just share a few things with you on that. But let me finish up here on the YouTube.com article. It says here, Huckabee tried to give scholarships, state scholarships, to criminal illegal aliens to attend Arkansas state colleges. He didn't try to give scholarships to the American people in the state. Huckabee increased the average Arkansas person, citizen's tax burden by 47% while he was in office, even boosting the levies on gasoline and cigarettes. Now, let's go to Chuck Baldwin, Pastor Chuck Baldwin, here for a few minutes. He says this, calling Huckabee a prominent big government, a proponent of big government, is an understatement. If you listen closely, all the things he supports increase the size, power, and cost of government, from subsidies for energy research. Folks, we don't need energy research. We need to drill or uncap the oil wells we've capped up on the North Slope so we can be oil independent in this country, which the international criminals and the international criminals don't want us to be. They want us to be forever putting our hand out to foreign oil coming in here, but we have enough oil capped. Oil pipelines could flood America with oil, bring it down to 35 cents a gallon, because we have enough oil on the North Slope and other places that they've capped. The government has come in and under national security has caused the oil companies to cap those wells and not tell the American people. So we don't need energy research. But he goes on to say, increasing money for health care and government housing, the size, power, and cost of government will not shrink under a President Mike Huckabee. It will increase. Mr. Huckabee swore an oath to defend the Constitution when he was governor, yet many, many cases, let me switch the page here, of his proposals are clearly unconstitutional. And there's an article written by David Ehrlich, a letter of the week at WorldNet Daily, 10/26/07, about all the unconstitutional things Mike Huckabee's been involved with. In addition, Dr. Jerome Corsi reports that financial inducements arranged by former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee to establish a Mexican consular office in Little Rock may have violated state law, according to the Arkansas Attorney General. In addition, Dr. Corsi also exposed the fact that Mike Huckabee worked with Mexican President drug-running Vicente Fox to help provide cheap Mexican labor for Tyson's Foods and other large Arkansas corporations, illegal aliens we're talking about. According to Corsi, Trevino confirmed that he was state director of the League of United Latin American Citizens, known as LULAC, and that's the activist group, folks, that wants to turn and is turning the Southwest back under Mexico, Southwest United States back under Mexico, advocating for the rights of illegal alien immigrants into the U.S. October 3, 2003, Mike Huckabee accompanied Vice President, Vicente Fox, the President of Mexico, on a trip down to Mexico. When we get back, I'm going to finish this up real quick here with Pastor Chuck Baldwin on Mike Huckabee. And then we hope, pray, we'll have Capitol Hill Commando Ernie from Virginia on the line with us. Stay tuned. Be right back. With